The economy created 200,000 jobs last month, and the unemployment rate is the lowest in nearly 3 years.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiotakis. The nation's economy added 200,000 jobs in the month of December, while the jobless rate ticked down, improved to 8.5%. The Labor Department is just out with the latest figures this morning, and we're going to get some analysis from Jill Schlesinger, editor-at-large over at CBS Money Watch. She's with us live from New York, as she is every Friday morning. Hey, Jill.
Good morning.
So it seems like another solid report. Let's get into some of the highlights. Which sectors grew and which ones didn't have such a good month?
Well, you know, healthcare really does continue to be a standout, adding about 23,000 jobs in the month. But, you know, over the course of the year, healthcare employment up by 315,000 jobs.
Wow.
I guess Americans also maybe are going out a little bit more because food services also doing well in December and added about 230,000 jobs over the course of the year. So these are really good numbers. But the special place in my heart, manufacturing, the much maligned manufacturing sector, which, my goodness, has really been pretty amazing on a tear since last February, adding about 325,000 jobs.
Now, I thought Americans weren't making things anymore, Jill.
Yes, and that's why I say the much maligned manufacturing sector. Look, it is true. There are about 40% fewer manufacturing jobs than when we were at our peak in the late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the European crisis has really made American manufacturing buoyant, in fact. And we've seen manufacturing lead the way out. I think that this is a really bright spot for the economy and one that might be a good place for folks who don't necessarily have the huge skill set to enter into technology, say.
Overall, Jill, is this what we need to keep the unemployment rate on the decline month after month of 200 plus thousand?
This is exactly what we need. I mean, we know that there need to be about 125,000 jobs a month just to keep pace with folks coming into the labor force.
Mm.
But, you know, 200,000, that will put a dent into the unemployment rate. And frankly, let's look at where we were a year ago, 9.4% unemployment. So the trend is moving in the right direction. We don't like to see over 8%, but heck, I'll take this rather than what we saw previously, that 10% number, which was pretty scary.
And we're down nearly, a percent for the year. All right, Jill Schlesinger from CBS Money Watch. Jill, thanks.
Take care.
So 8.5%, we've seen worse. We've certainly seen better. Some parts of Europe would love an 8.5% jobless rate. From London, here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
This is a tale of two Europes, north and south. Germany in the north is booming. Unemployment there is at a 20-year low, 6.8% and falling. Austria, the Netherlands and Luxembourg have also seen a relatively healthy labour market. But it's a different story in the south. There, unemployment is rising fast. In Italy, Spain, Portugal and Greece. Here's Gerwin Davies of the Chartered Institute for Personnel Development.
It's to do with the amount of debt that the likes of Greece and Spain have to pay and the higher borrowing rates that they face as a result of that debt.
High borrowing rates mean slower growth. Davies says the southern debt-laden Eurozone countries are also suffering because their labour markets are too rigid, and none more rigid than Spain. Its unemployment rate is now 23%. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. European markets are higher right now, average of 0.5%. Asian shares closed lower. Samsung Electronics reported today a record quarterly profit, helped big time by sales of premium cell phones. The Aluminum Company of America, better known as Alcoa, said today it's going to slash global smelting capacity. Alcoa releases its quarterly report on Monday, the traditional start of corporate earnings season. Wall Street yesterday, markets didn't go very far. The Dow lost 2 points, just 2 points, to close at 12,415.
American Public Media announces the Splendid Tables new book, How to Eat Weekends, with dozens of new recipes, now available at bookstores nationwide.
California Governor Jerry Brown has told local officials across the state that he's going to provide enough money to cover added inmates at county lockups. A new state law is sending inmates convicted of lower-level offenses to county jails instead of state prison. Well, prison cuts are helping state budgets balance everywhere. A lot of states are doing that by favoring alternatives to prison time for property and drug crimes. And that may also raise the economic prospects for offenders. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has that.
Many states around the country are experimenting with something called accountability or problem-solving courts. Variations include drug court, DUI court, and mental health court. Mark Levin is with the Texas Public Policy Foundation. He says alternative sentencing is generally for nonviolent and first-time offenders, and the programs are not easy.
You have months of drug testing. If you owe restitution, you have to pay that. Holding a job is, in fact, a condition of the court.
Those who pass often avoid having a conviction on their record. Judith Green follows prison trends for the nonprofit Justice Strategies.
A felony conviction is a huge barrier to employment in the future, eligibility for housing, etc. So it's a big advantage for someone to go through the system and get the kind of services they need in order to get themselves back on track and avoid having the barriers that would face them if they got a felony conviction.
If it weren't for problem-solving courts, 36-year-old Lamont Williams says,
I would be probably in Attica or Sing Sing.
He had several strikes against him when he got caught shoplifting to pay for his drug habit. Now, instead of prison, he's at home in Brooklyn.
I'm clean off drugs. I have a job. I have my kids back in my life. I have goals.
A study in Virginia found that in the 18 months after re-entering the civilian job world, those who successfully completed alternative sentencing earned around $42,000, while folks who went to jail earned less than half that. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Finally this morning, police in Wisconsin arrested a man who took a car he was looking at buying on an extended test drive. Madison police say the car dealer called 911 after a customer drove off the lot without the salesperson to ride along. Well, when pulled over hours later, but only a few miles from the dealer, the man said he had to retrieve money to buy the car. He went all the way to Milwaukee and back, more than 150 miles. When asked why he did it, the man told police he wanted to get a real feel for the car. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
With 13 million Americans looking for work, there's one job that's got to be a busy gig.
Well, you know, you could have your pity party for 10 minutes, but if you're a survivor, you can't give up. You know, look at the resources that are out there. Just don't give up.
I'm Tess Vigeland, a look into the life of a job counselor. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.